Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lira on WNYC. A couple of political notes. Check out our new Friday podcast, Digesting Politics. From now through Super Duper Tuesday, WNYC political director Andrea Bernstein and I are sitting down over lunch every Friday and talking about the campaign. Digesting Politics is a web-only feature that you won't hear on the radio. We'll be recording a new one this afternoon. Sign up for the Digesting Politics podcast for free at WNYC.org. And while you're there, check out our online video picks for this week, which are up on our site. Every week, we choose five videos from the web that we think you may be interested in, and I anchor them in a picks video. This week is all campaign-related video from the website Tech President. See our online video picks at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Now, we continue our series on the campaign with journalists from the New York Ethnic Media with their take on the presidential race in conjunction with WNYC's Feet in Two Worlds immigration series and the New York Community Media Alliance. With me today is Jahangir Khattak, New York Bureau Chief for the Karachi-based Defense Journal and a contributor to Pakistan News and Dawn, the largest English-language newspaper in Pakistan. And we welcome any Pakistanis, Pakistani-Americans, to call us up right now and talk about how you are viewing the presidential campaign. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or post a comment to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show for our comments page. Mr. Khattak, welcome to WNYC. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on your program.
Now, Pakistan is being debated a lot in the race, especially since the assassination of Benazir Bhutto. Do you see any of the candidates as being much different from each other on Pakistan policy, or would a reader of your paper typically conclude that they are all very similar in taking a, quote, American position?
Well, the thing is that pretty much if you look at the, you know, outlook, broad foreign policy outlook vis-a-vis Pakistan in that particular region, it looks like almost same. The only difference that I see is in John McCain's position, which is, favors more Pakistan and the Pakistani establishment, because he is probably the only politician outside the Bush administration who is openly saying that no doubt Pakistan does have a record of failings when it comes to fighting terrorism in one of the most volatile regions of the world. But one must not forget that Pakistan is fighting that war in one of the most difficult terrain of the world as well.
You mean only McCain is coming out so critical as to say that Pakistan has been a failure in fighting terrorism?
No. McCain is the only candidate who is accepting Pakistan's limitations as well. You know, others are like when I talk about Barack Obama or I talk about John Edwards or Hillary Clinton, they are, reacting pretty much in the same fashion.
I see. You're saying that McCain is more realistic on Pakistan because he sees the limitations of what the government can do.
I would assume that, because he is accepting the reality that Pakistan has taken pretty large casualties in that region. Pakistan has destroyed lots of forces, and I heard him delivering a speech and saying that, he himself is a former Marine, and he knows how difficult it is to fight an insurgency in a difficult terrain like that. So he is taking that situation, which is pretty much close to reality. But when we talk about others, I do see that there is one shift, like John McCain seems to be, though he's accepting the reality on ground, but at the same time, he looks to be more tended towards, tilted towards the status quo. He does favor more commitment of U.S. troops in that area, but pretty much he's ready to work with President Musharraf and his administration in Pakistan.
Right.
Whereas the other candidates, that's, divergent views. Other candidates, all of them almost, with the small exceptions here and there, the bottom line remains that other Democratic candidates, all of them pretty much are convinced, and that's what they are saying.
Okay.
that if they come, the focus of attention will, you know, move from Iraq to Afghanistan, which means Pakistan will be a natural focus of attention.
And we can open up the phones, as I said, for members of the Pakistani-American community. Do you read the Karachi-based Defense Journal? Do you read the newspaper Dawn or Pakistan News and Dawn? Give us a call. What are you thinking about the presidential race in the United States? Pakistanis, how come you're not calling on this? You always call when we ask for Pakistani input on what's going on in Pakistan. Are you a little shy about talking what's going on in the United States? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. For our guest, Jahangir Khattak, New York Bureau Chief for Defense Journal and a contributor to Pakistan News and Dawn, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And here is that clip that you were probably referring to, Mr. Khattak, from Barack Obama. This turned a lot of heads at one of the early debates and made some people think he was a little naive to go this far, or made some people think that he was saying what needed to be said about what should be done by the United States if the government of Pakistan knows where Osama bin Laden is but won't or can't go get him.
We should work with the Pakistani government, first of all, to encourage democracy in Pakistan so you've got a legitimate government that we're working with, and secondly, that we have to press them to do more to take on al-Qaeda in their territory. If they could not or would not do so, and we had actionable intelligence, then I would strike.
So from your perspective, Mr. Khattak, is that an unreasonable position if the United States were to say under President Obama, if they could not or would not, and we had actionable intelligence where Osama bin Laden is, quote, then I would strike. Is that unreasonable?
Well, to me, it is a bit unreasonable in a fashion that if a president knows, if anybody in top positions in America knows where Osama bin Laden is, and if they tell anybody who is heading the government in Pakistan and he or she does not react to that and does not take action, and if there is an action, then of course there is a genuine reason for that. But I will be surprised if there is a actionable intelligence and that is shown to any Pakistani leader and he or she does not react or does not go after it. That will be pretty surprising. And you know, one more thing I wanted to point out is that, you know, when you are trying to befriend people, you have to make contact with the people, you have to invest in the people. If you look at U.S.-Pakistan history since 1954, U.S. has given billions of dollars in aid. And if you look at it, more than 80% has gone during the regimes when Pakistan was under dictatorship. So there is a perception that has built up in Pakistan and the Pakistanis over here as well, that somehow U.S. has always, that is a history, unfortunate history, that whenever there is a crisis, whenever there is a situation, there is a dictator in Pakistan, an unelected person who does not enjoy the support of Pakistanis or who is not directly elected, and he is not very popular either. And he is getting full backing from the U.S. administration. So what happens is that at the end of the day, that guy or the lady, whosoever is in power, if their popularity goes down, so does U.S. popularity goes down. And as a result, U.S. becomes, you know, and maybe when you look at the popularity and the acceptance, general acceptance among the Pakistanis, you will see that Pakistan, the U.S. may become the unintended casualty of, you know, negative public perception. Mm-hmm. Just because of this alignment, because it is more personalized.
Let's take a phone call. Riaz in the Bronx, you're on WNYC.
Yes, I was there in Pakistan about 2 months ago, and I could see the people so much frustrated of Musharraf, you know, because it's not only his policies in the tribal area, but also his overall policies. People are not getting clean water. There's no water available.
But we're talking about the election in this country for now. Do you support any particular candidate, or do you see any particular candidate as good or bad for the Pakistani American community?
Well, I think John McCain may be better for as far as the Pakistan's foreign policy is concerned. I hope if he's got elected, there may be, you know, we need a common sense policy, basically, you know.
Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. So he agrees with you, Mr. Qatar. Do you think John McCain is the most popular presidential hopeful in the Pakistani community in general?
No, I will not assume that. What I said, that John McCain's position is more close to the realities on ground. But I don't say that John McCain is the most popular candidate, because I would say that probably Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are more popular among Pakistani Americans than I would assume John McCain. John McCain does have a lot of respect and a limited following too. But I would not, say that John McCain is the most popular candidate. I would say that Hillary Clinton and Obama have a larger following amongst Pakistani Americans, mainly because Hillary Clinton is from New York and she has always been in touch with the Pakistani community. Pakistani community has all along been supportive of Hillary Clinton. It has, you know, raised money for her campaign. Same goes true for Obama. Obama is from Chicago, and there's a pretty large community, Pakistani community in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And there, too, Pakistanis have all along been supporting him. When he announced his candidacy, there were newspaper columns in which many of the writers tried to relate themselves with Obama because they feel that Obama represents them. So I would say that probably Hillary and Obama are more close to
yes,
the
and so the vote in the Democratic primary would probably
right.
divide. This Obama had a Muslim father thing. You know, some opponents attack him with it, even though he was raised Christian by his mother. Does it win him points in the Pakistani community?
Well, I don't know how far will that win him points, but I do know that there was one article which was published in a Pakistani newspaper as soon as Obama announced his candidacy. And the headline said it all. It said that Obama, America's first half-Muslim president. So, you know, that's the kind of perception that emerged at that time. But after that, nothing of that sort has come up.
Jose in Woodside, you're on WNYC. And even though, again, just to be clear, he's not half Muslim. Muslim is a religion. It's not a piece of DNA. So he's not half Muslim, except that his father, whose religion he did not take or was not raised in, was Muslim. So we just want to be clear on the facts. But Jose in Woodside, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi. Actually, it was my mother. But I feel that...
No, it was the... father, who was Kenyan, right? And his mother was African-American Christian.
Right. Okay. That's very true. I thought you were talking about earlier generation. But I think that Hillary would be the best possible candidate because she has she's a total package, whereas she has the ability to... where America has dropped the ball. Ever since we have been helping in the Middle East, we give them certain types of aid, financial, military, but we don't do the compassionate thing. Hillary's not only compassionate, she can pick the right people. She has the ability to choose the right people. Mm-hmm. The right people will flock to her.
Right.
And the third thing is she has the organizational skills, just like that's why Bloomberg supports her so much. I think
Bloomberg may run against her is what the rumors are, that he wouldn't run against Obama but might run against Hillary. But of course, those are that's just speculation anyway. But I'm going to leave it there. We get your point about why you think Hillary would be better. Saeed in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Saeed.
Thank you for taking my call, Ryan.
Go ahead.
I was really rooting for Obama in the beginning, but since his comment came out about Pakistan, I'm undecided now. And one more thing I want to say about Obama is I'm really appalled by all the attention that is by the media and general public about his religion. I thought Pakistan politics is above all that. I mean, we are still fighting the religious war in Pakistan and Middle East, and it seems like America is also a part of that religious war.
Saeed, thank you very much. Have there been drives in the Pakistani community, Mr. Qatar, to get people to naturalize so they can vote?
Yes, there has been. In fact, many organizations have popped up in New York and other cities which are working for Pakistanis' greater integration into the American political process, and they have been actively supporting those small groups of people who want to join either party, or those people who want to have a greater understanding they have been trying to integrate themselves and be part of, you know, political process in this country. And that's why you see quite a few Pakistanis have started assuming public offices as well. Like if you look at the Houston City Council, one of its members is from Pakistan. If you look at New Hampshire State Assembly, one of its members is from Pakistan. So Pakistanis are pretty much well on their way into the American political
system. And so we've been talking mostly about Pakistan as an issue in Pakistani Americans' decisions on who to vote for. But do you think that that weighs more heavily, or that issue carries more weight, or domestic issues? What's going on in the city? What's going on in the economy?
Well, I think both of them will affect them. Both of them will affect their decision, because both of them affect them directly. Whether it's an economy, whether it's the issue of economy in America, it is affecting like everybody else, of course, Pakistani Americans too. Whether it is the issue of Pakistan, the instability, the growing violence, and the bloodshed that is going on over there, that is a matter of huge anxiety for the community. So that's why everybody looks forward to the candidates about their domestic agenda as well as their international agenda, how they look at that region, how they intend to deal with that situation, how they intend to deal with the players, the key players in that region, and how they intend to bring more democracy and peace in that region, and how they want to use their most powerful position when they come into White House. So all these things will definitely matter. All these things will definitely influence their decision. And that's why whenever you hear from the people, like this gentleman has talked that he supported Obama, but then he's undecided.
Right.
This is how average Pakistani is thinking, because the way Obama reacted was something many people did not expect,
and
that he would react like that.
That's where we have to leave it. One correction about Obama, slip of the tongue. I said that his mother was African-American Christian. Of course, she was white Christian, so to be accurate on that. And I want to thank Jahangir Khatak, New York Bureau Chief for the Karachi-based Defense Journal and a contributor to Pakistan News and Dawn. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.